Thank you, Chair. Madam Assistant High Commissioner, Excellencies, Indonesia welcomes the report of the Standing Committee on International Protections. We note the current evolving complex humanitarian landscape. Existing conflict remain and new emerging conflict keep unfolding. We have also been exposed to more frequent climate-fueled natural disaster, which has led to the rise of forced migration. To this end, Indonesia appreciates the efforts done by the UNHCR and member states in responding to the urgent needs of and in seeking protection and lasting solutions for refugees. Madam Chair, as we have stated in our general statement, mixed movements have exacerbated the complexity of the global refugee crisis. For Rohingya refugees, the situation in Myanmar, there has been no significant progress. In Indonesia, Rohingya refugee arrivals has become more frequent, 10 times in the last 2 years, with more than 1,000 people. In this regards, we welcome and appreciate the collaboration of the UNHCR and Indonesia in convening the Strategic Regional Dialogue on Advancing Solution for Rohingya refugees in July this year. The initiative is part of a series of efforts to find solutions for Rohingya refugees and mobilize potential donors, and most importantly, to ensure that the issue of Rohingya refugees is not forgotten and included in our collective and global efforts to protect and seek durable solutions for refugees. Madam Chair, Indonesia will continue to support the effort made by all stakeholders in Myanmar to find lasting solutions for the Rohingya refugees and the effort to ensure sustainable peace that encourage voluntary return safely and with dignity. As Chair of ASEAN this year, Indonesia has made various efforts to resolve humanitarian issues in Myanmar at large, including through the establishment of the Office of the Special Envoy of ASEAN to Myanmar, and more recently, the establishment of the Troika to support the Special Envoy. Indonesia will continue to facilitate inclusive dialogue and negotiations with all stakeholders in Myanmar to encourage the implementation of the 5-point consensus. Madam Chair, new global emerging crises and disheartening development in other parts of the world should not divert our focus on Rohingya refugees. Ensuring our support and contribution for Rohingya refugees and the people of Myanmar is the foundation of lasting peace. Thus, I call for your commitment to continue supporting the Rohingya refugees, including at the upcoming Global Refugee Forum. I thank you.